You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So earlier today, SweepSouth gave us a very interesting report on some of the work that they are doing. They gave us a report on their users in part. SweepSouth is, of course, a platform that caters to those of us that are looking for services within the home space. They've got about 5,600 registered service providers on that platform, everything from gardeners, cleaners, domestic workers, and all sorts of other services in between. And the report points to some interesting data around the earnings of the service providers and what we are seeing them spend their finances on. I'm joined on the line by SweepSouth CEO Laurendy Creel to take a look at this and try and understand it. Laurendy, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by looking at the increase in the earnings of the service providers that are on your platform. Significant increase, 14% higher, but still not enough.
Yes, the increase from the domestic workers that participated in our survey is about 5% increase in earnings. The SweepSouth on our platform earn significantly more than the average domestic worker, about 54% higher than the average domestic worker. But yeah, 5% increase is not enough. If you look at the increase in cost of living, which raised by 15%,
When we look at these numbers, and I want to just try and unpack how the numbers were calculated and what we kind of arrive at as what should be paid out. I mean, the average domestic worker will work about 160 hours a month. What does that work out to from an average earnings perspective, and what are the average earnings that are being seen through your platform?
Okay, so there is a minimum wage set every year for domestic workers, which is about almost 28 rand per hour. The average that we see out there is about 3,400 a month, while we pay the domestic workers through our platform around 5,400 a month. So there's about a 2,000 rand difference between the average domestic worker and the domestic workers that's on our platform. So I have to note that we did the survey with a wide group of domestic workers, and not only domestic workers on our platform. Only a third of the respondents are on our platform or from our platform.
Laurendy, when we look at some of the occupations, obviously your platform services a lot more than just cleaning services or just gardening services. What are the kind of roles did you survey, and what did you see in terms of just the differences in wages being earned?
So we surveyed for this domestic worker report, we surveyed domestic workers, and gardeners, which is in that 850,000 jobs in South Africa. So they make about 850,000 of our employed market in South Africa. And what we have seen from the data is that 85% of them really want to improve themselves, get into higher or better education, or participate in courses. And when they do that, and there's life after domestic work, they earn on average almost 40% higher. And 70% of them say that they get treated better going into jobs after domestic work.
Laurendy, why is there such a big pay disparity, and why are the amounts so much lower than effectively what people would need to survive? Because I imagine even at the 5,400 that you saw on your platform, that's not enough to provide for an entire family.
Yes, yeah, that's unfortunately the place where our domestic workers are at. So 83% of them are breadwinners that also support four dependents. And the cost of living has increased significantly, especially the cost of housing. And the disparity, we've seen this over years. What is positive is that the gap has narrowed between the minimum wage that domestic workers is earning versus the countrywide minimum wage. And we've been doing this report for 7 years, and you know, the listeners can download it from our website, www.sweepsouth.com, to see all the statistics. But the gap has narrowed in terms of what domestic services traditionally earn to the positive side versus what the government states. I think in South Africa, why we still have that disparity is, you know, households, especially in the middle class, are under pressure. And there is job losses. We've seen in our report, in our data and our research that there's 36% of domestic workers that lost some kind of work during this year. So obviously that impacts what they earn on a monthly basis. If they lose 1 or 2 days a week, it has a major impact on their monthly earnings.
Lorinda, you touched on the cost of living side of things increasing by quite a significant amount and significantly more than what the wages would have increased by. Are we seeing specific pressure points on that side of it? I mean, everybody's under pressure from a cost of living point of view, but I imagine where income isn't meeting ends meet, you kind of have to make different decisions as well, and that might put pressure on more things. Are we seeing that those that you surveyed are spending their money differently?
Yes, so the main pressures for domestic workers are cost of living, like putting a roof over their heads, and then obviously food, general inflation type expenses. 75% of domestic workers are just not able to save. And then obviously they make decisions like going into debt. So about 35% of domestic workers are in debt, and then they just feel this, you know, this whole cycle of not ever getting out of that debt cycle. And as a result of that, we saw a significant decline in mental health of our domestic workers in South Africa.
Financial pressures are certainly a big thing to have to consider. Before I let you go, Lorinda, I want to just get a sense of, from Sweep South's perspective, you mentioned that those that are registered on your platform are earning a little bit higher than what you're seeing as possibly the industry average. Is this because you guys have specific policies or procedures in place that you then say, on our platform, we will charge a higher minimum wage so that those that are rendering their services through our platform are at least earning a bit more? Is that something you guys are actively doing as Sweep South?
Yes, so we have actively participated in this industry for numerous years through this report, educating the general public. And then we've taken a stance that on our platform we pay like year on year significantly more than the minimum wage. The minimum wage has started to increase 8.5% year on year for the last at least 3 years, and that's government's effort to try and catch up pay for domestic workers. And we look at that every year and we increase in accordance and more. And then we also have other flexible pay methods like tips or discretionary pay for your domestic worker on our platform. So we've thought of ways that we can assist domestic workers to earn more, so they give a better service, the customers tip them, and that contributes to earning more on our platform. And happy customers really tip. So we have a very big percentage of customers that give the domestic workers on our platform tips to supplement their income.
It's all about supplementing income and making the rand stretch as far as possible. I think we'll leave it at that. Lorinda, thanks so much for those insights. Lorinda Creel, CEO of Sweep South, on their latest domestic worker report that suggests that domestic workers might see an increase in their salaries, but they are still grossly underpaid.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.